Aretha, and I say a little prayer on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy filling in for Sammy H today.
And I'm Jane, and we're coming up on planting weekend in southern Ontario, which is also the May long weekend. And to help us design our gardens and work with this long weekend's weather, gardening expert Charlie Dobbin joins us. Charlie is the host of The Garden Show, heard from 9 to 10 every Saturday morning here on Zoomer Radio. Charlie, hi there.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I'm really excited because I love gardening. And I'm so glad this morning's frost advisory, exactly the reason why experts like yourselves tell us to wait until the long weekend.
It's true. I mean, there's always still a chance of frost, right?
Yes. Yes. Hopefully not after this weekend, though.
Hopefully not. The percentages go way down as we move through May. So you were right when you said southern Ontario. If we lived in Barrie or Sudbury or, you know, further north into Ontario, we'd want to wait another week or so.
Okay, so Charlie, we have been experiencing some cold weather, and yeah, fingers crossed that we're going to be done with it. But what should we do? Let's say we do some planting this weekend, and then a little bit more cold weather rolls through. Is there anything that we can do to save our gardens if that should happen?
Well, keep in mind that not all plants are equal in terms of their ability to handle or withstand cold temperatures. So the ones that you're going to plant absolutely the last into your gardens are the plants that are the heat lovers. And those, you know, when you think about it, are fairly obvious. It's things like tomatoes, peppers, even eggplants. These are very basil as an herb. You know, these are really tender plants. So we hold those back as long as we can until we just got to get them in the ground. But there's no question, some of them much, you know, if you're seeding, if you've got carrots and beans and peas and those kinds of, you know, radishes, lettuce, all those things for sure can get planted this weekend.
Now, when we're talking about flowers, the joy of annuals is bringing color to your garden. How do you know which ones to choose for which locations in your yard?
Oh,
well, it's a good question, actually.
I guess there are a lot of, this is quite a could be quite a fulsome answer.
Well, the thing we have going to our benefit, our advantage, is that nowadays, when you buy plants at a garden center or even a grocery store, invariably the plants come with little tags in them. And those tags tell you so much. They tell you the size of the plant, the sunshade requirements for the plant. And sometimes, like tall marigolds, as an example, won't be flowering right now. They're just going to be green plants. So you don't know, are they yellow, are they orange, what color? So again, go to your tag. Smaller, shorter annuals should be flowering when you buy them, so you can see what the colors are, et cetera. But yeah, it's a, you know, we didn't used to have those tags way, way, way back. It was really the luck of the draw what kind of came up into the gardens.
Charlie, for a novice gardener like myself, I'm still kind of learning. I'm learning the ropes. So as we enter another gardening season, I'd love to know from you, your expert opinion, what's hot and what's not this year? So give me one thing we should be doing with our gardens and one thing we shouldn't be doing with our gardens this year.
Okay. You know, it's probably pretty top of my list, and I think it can be top of anybody's list. Doesn't matter what size garden you have. It could be a balcony garden, you know, and just some pots on the balcony, or it could be a, you know, an estate garden. Is think about the critters out there. Think about the circle of life. When you're gardening, always look to support the animals, whether it's the birds or the bees or the snakes or the frogs or any of them, always look to think about providing habitat that they're going to be happy in as well. So all that really means is flowers as early in the spring as you can. That would be some of the bulbs for sure, like the crocuses come super early. So getting those bulbs in the ground in the fall so you've got flowers in the spring, planning for flowers late into the summer and into the fall so you've always got something blooming, which is very supportive of all the pollinators. But water, if you can get water into your garden, something simple, just a little, you know, you can get those little plug-in ponds that sit on a table. You know, it's just a little trickling water. So you've got that sound, which is lovely, but you've also got water to support whoever the wildlife are that might come into your garden.
And conveniently, Charlie, your show falls at the beginning of the long weekend, Saturday morning. So can you want to tell us what you're planning to talk about this weekend?
Right now, there are so many of the hort societies and garden clubs have been able to very excitedly get back together. So there's an awful lot of plant sales on just right across Ontario. And you could certainly Google this, but I'll be announcing some of, you know, updating everybody on who's open and selling what where. And the, of course, the hort societies and garden clubs are nonprofits. So it's usually members' plants that have been potted up and they're for sale, very reasonable prices, and lots of good advice too. And, you know, these are parking lots where these plant sales take place. They're rain or shine, cash only, and it's a great fundraiser for them. So we'll be starting the show with that and then heading right into our callers who always have tons of questions.
Great. Charlie Dobbin, host of The Garden Show, heard from 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on Zoomer Radio. Thanks for the time, Charlie.
My pleasure.
Let's check the roads now. Here's Spencer Costin.